This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We can make this a good day for you. Sigh of relief. You've made it to another day. It's Wednesday. You've made it to another month, in fact, to another Wednesday. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. And Jennifer Horn being her pleasant, wonderful self. All here together to discuss some of the issues of the day. The first U.S. case of Ebola, E-B-O-L-A. This is the age of modern air travel. There's an old song that was popular when I was a kid called Air Travel, It's the Thing of the Day. Rishi, if you could find that, you'd all get
a...
You'd get a laugh and a half out of this. Seriously, you can find it. It is absolutely priceless. It
was. Well, let me look through my VCR tapes here, my library, and see if I can pull that one up.
Go behind the beta stack.
Beta stacks.
It'll be in a 45 pile. Yeah, air travel, the thing of the day. Anyway, so is this now proof that it was only a matter of time? It was when, not if, somebody like this was going to end up in the United States.
Oh, sure.
That's what a lot of people were saying.
Oh, yeah.
So this guy being treated in Dallas now, first person to have been diagnosed with Ebola here in our country. He left Liberia the 19th of September, arrived in the U.S. on the 20th at Dallas. He's in an isolation unit now.
The flight had a layover in Europe.
Well, he changed planes.
Yeah.
In Europe.
So now they got to go look for it there, too.
Mm-hmm. But he wasn't symptomatic then.
He didn't. You wouldn't fly American Airlines from London to Dallas is what he took, but he wouldn't have taken. Imagine the people that were on that plane or the crew of the plane.
I'd have to be like on leave. I'd come. I'd have to call in.
Well, my question would be: this thing will be contained here because we have health care and we can isolate people, and we have the ability to track everybody that it came in contact with and isolate them. So, I mean, it's no big deal that it's come here. The big deal to me is
News media make it a big deal.
Sure, they will.
Yeah.
The big deal to me is why in the world are we letting planes land here?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was
letting planes
shut
land.
Them down.
Yep.
What do you mean?
Shut
letting planes land here. What do you
from
think?
Africa? From Western Africa?
That
from
plane
West
didn't
Africa.
Come from. You just said the
came
guy
from London. Okay.
Came
why
from
are
London.
We letting? Why are we letting people fly out of West Africa?
That's the question.
We can certainly track that somebody is on their way
this
here.
This is
from
bad.
West
this is back again to bad management, which becomes an entrail every time you look around. I don't want to sound like I'm not even apologizing. I'm so tired of looking at my tax bill, which is due. The 15th of October, and seeing all the money that I'm paying in to supposedly have this country run, and everything is screwed up.
Yeah.
Everything.
There's not one
they
thing
can't do anything.
Right.
Right. I'm tired of paying for it. I think we all, that's the only message that's going to work, is stopping paying your taxes until these people figure out how to cut government and run it the way it's supposed to be run. Otherwise, you might as well take your money and put it in the toilet and flush it. That's all that's going on here. We're wasting unbelievable precious resources.
So what would you do? I mean, would you
stop? In
this
case, I would say nobody comes to this country from Liberia, from Sierra Leone, from Nigeria, or Ethiopia.
Yeah.
None
because
of those countries.
At the source, any airport there, if they have a ticket to the U.S., boom,
supposed to have
canceled.
Right. Have to have a visa to get here. What is so difficult about figuring that out?
I mean, you can't take it from the aspect of, okay, they don't show any symptoms. You must be okay. We'll let you on the plane because that's what happened to this
Nobody
guy.
Nobody comes. Nobody. So now we have to get the all these resources. The CDC sending a team to investigate. We got the state of Texas health authorities involved in it. Everybody's going to die.
The tinfoil hat wearing people will tell you
that's me. That is a terrorist attack.
Well, no, that the government is using this as a more test bed.
Yeah, sure. But I also think this is so easy for terrorism. I mean, look, this guy not only so he comes here, he's sick, he infects people that he comes in contact with, and then he doesn't even die because we have a good medical system where he can actually get rid of it.
Why did you just die?
You know, it's not like the suicide bombers anymore. This is like suicide infectors.
Anybody watch NCIS New Orleans last night?
No.
No.
I wanted to, but I didn't.
A doctor created a bubonic plague.
Oh, that was right. Yeah.
So and spread it so that he could sell his vaccine.
Oh.
And he...
That would never happen in the real world.
No, never. And he spread it to a Navy ship, and Navy officers were dying from it.
Yeah.
So, but they found him. They found the bad guy.
Now!
Really? Before the show was over?
An hour.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed. Scott Bakula, he's usually good, but
you think
he's
flat.
Good? It's a little canned.
I thought that they put Harmon in that episode to kind of bring it around.
That's next week. Yeah, it's a little fake. The acting needs a little work, or the writing.
Right. Richie, by definition, acting is fake.
Yeah, Rich.
That's about you. Got me there.
Touché.
I can't argue with that.
It doesn't look real.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I understand.
It doesn't come across
as good
real.
Actors are supposed to make it seem like it's real.
Yep. Mark Carman
That's
did
it. Oh, my God. Did you get that, Jennifer?
I got
memo?
It.
If you're an actor, make sure it looks real.
Watch this. I'm going to act like I'm ignoring you now.
Really?
Yeah, that's easy.
I was going to say, that's pretty much every day. today is the National Day for... Why do I even care about this? I'm looking at this. It's a big holiday in Hong Kong. So they're going to be protesting. And there are pro-democracy protesters. How far do you think they're going to get with that?
That's a big deal. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
We were all nervous when China took control of Hong Kong back from the Brits.
Uh-huh.
That China would shut down the economic freedoms that they have.
Uh-huh.
And China's pretty much been hands-off. And everybody's like, hey, great.
Yeah.
And now they're starting to say, okay, we want our people running this place.
Yeah.
And they haven't said that they would change anything, but they're just saying, if you haven't been vetted by Beijing, you don't get to run for mayor.
What do the protesters sound like? What are they saying? Oing, doing, 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 doing.
Doug@DougStephan.com.
Thank you. I was just wanting to see if you were paying attention. That's good. Nice. Do we have...
You know, even if we weren't, when we hear the bad Chinese accent,
really?
It brings you back.
Okay. So Meredith has me cleaning everything up, right? I'm going through
this project's
files.
Been going on for a year now.
I know. Well, it's now in serious ultra mode.
You're actually organizing things?
I am. Right. And every once in a while, I come across an old file of things that were related to the program, some promotional item. Here's a report that was dated May 7th, 1999 in the L.A. Times. Nationally syndicated radio host Doug Stephan, heard locally on KRLA AM 1110, will become the first radio host to broadcast live from a refugee camp in Yugoslavia, Albania, and Macedonia.
I remember that.
When he does an entire week of shows from these camps.
That's when he did the wheelchair thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was one of those things that now when I look back on it, I remember getting off the bus in Sarajevo and looking at the buildings that were there, and they were all shot up. They were all full of bullet holes, mortar rounds, and all this other stuff that had just happened the day before. And then when I went into that camp and found all the drug stuff and how our people were involved in it, and then when I came back, somehow or other, O'Reilly's people found out about it, and he wanted me on his program. We went on the program, and he called me Doug Stephan. Sort of the end of my credibility. Anyway, so that was that trip to Macedonia. Rich, you didn't find the song, Air Travel. I'm disappointed.
Still looking. I'm going through the box.
Air Travel, it's the thing of the day.
Right, yeah.
It's got to be someplace.
Sure it does. Yeah,
I'm
it
sure.
Is.
But, no.
I think I have it in that box up in my attic. At home.
Really? I got a box of old 45.
I know you do.
I'll go through it. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or MakingStridesWalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
I'm absolutely heck bent on finding this song. I haven't heard this song, I've been here for 40 years, and it came into my mind today.
Dougie, if it's too old for the internet,
no, it's not too old. No, it is not too old. It has to be. This is the song.
You couldn't find it online.
Well, I'm not looking at. I don't know where to go to look for the. And Kenny,
you,
come on,
you
find
Googled
this.
And I can't
if,
find.
If you put in air travel, the thing of the day,
yeah,
you get 1,000 things about air travel. None of them are a song.
Well, but put in song then. Put air travel, the thing of the day, is /song.
I did.
There's the song.
Do you know the name of the band?
The name of the band? No, I don't remember. It was like a one-hit wonder
right.
group. But it was a big hit. Why are you laughing?
Come on, Grandpa. Move along to the next topic.
No, I
what
am
year
determined
was this, Dougie?
It would
what
be
year?
1863. No. Yeah, 61, 2, 3, somewhere in there. Air travel is the thing. It was just when the first Boeing 707 was introduced, so it would have been in the early 60s.
Here's a list of the 100 top flying songs.
No, I don't want those. I want air travel. It's the thing of the day. That's what I want.
Well, you know what? The internet says it doesn't exist.
Baloney. I don't get what.
The internet is never wrong.
When the internet is now our god?
Yes.
Really?
Well,
so instead of, wait a minute, just
below God, but certainly above
wait a second,
you.
Hold on just a second. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under the internet.
Under Google.
Under Google, with liberty and justice for all. Really. Google replaced God. Very nice.
Let's not.
No. It's under God, but it's way above
under
you.
God. Yeah. Really?
The internet, yes.
So when kids say, we can't say the Pledge of Allegiance because it has under God in it, we'll just change it.
It didn't make the top 100 flight songs.
I'm looking at those now. No, it has to be.
Fly Like an Eagle, Born to Fly.
No, those are
fly
more modern.
Fly Free as a Bird.
No,
straight up and fly right.
Anybody remember this song? 888-302-3684.
Anybody else remember this song?
That's the impossible.
Well, I'll give you a free Doug Steffen hearing aid if you call it now.
It's for real. A free box of the pens for the first person that calls
hearing
in.
Hearing aid, very
I've
nice.
Heard this song.
I'll have Meredith to research it. She'll figure out where it is. All right, 21 after the hour. Good day.
Yes, it is.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to NoWrinklesAllowed.com.
Our love is alive.
Right. We're good with the phones. Man, hold on. Stop this song for me.
Hold on just a second.
John. Yes. Air travel is a thing of the day. What do you remember about that song?
Well, I was born in 83, so nothing. But I Googled it for you. If you search lyrics plus air travel, it's one of the first results. It's by, I guess, a couple of guys named Ray and Bob.
It was Bob and Ray.
They were like Prince way back in the 1800s. They just had one name.
Bob and Ray.
John, what are you doing that you had the time to sit out?
That's all I meant.
Right. Well, I'm driving on a route. I just parked my truck at my next stop and Googled lyrics.
There it is.
If you're ever looking for an obscure song, just Google lyrics plus and then any of the lyrics or the name of the song, and it'll usually bring up
something. Give this guy a prize.
You don't know what you just did by telling Doug that.
No, here's
you're
going to
get a
Doug
Steffen hearing aid.
Yeah, no, give him a prize. Here's the song. Start at the beginning, Richie. Back at the beginning.
Mike.
This is much more important than that.
I can hear radios clicking off all over the country.
It. No, here it is. Air travel. The thing of the day. What's the year, Richie?
What color is the label you dug in?
Blue. Light blue.
Wrong.
Right. How do you know?
Air
air travel, it's a thing of the day. Air travel. I have not heard that song.
Ever.
I'll bet you 45 years.
Ever. Right.
And no one has.
Right.
Really.
But wait a minute. Now, why'd you stop it? That's
all they had.
Song?
The internet shut it off.
No, they didn't shut it off at all. You shut it off.
It's so popular, everybody's sucking these search engines. They're just play it.
Hold on a minute. This song has been on YouTube since 2012, and it's got 4 views.
Oh, baloney.
Those were all by us and John trying to find it.
All right, start it over again, Richie. The heck with our Wonder Woman.
It's gone.
No, baloney, it's gone. How do you figure that? It's not gone at all. It was this. That was it. What's wrong with listening? You people who think that you are the arbiters of our taste. Listen to this.
I know it'll be too soon, but
So now, Richie.
Yeah.
And whenever this this story about the Liberian going to Dallas comes up about air travel and how it play this song.
Let's get something straight right here, okay?
Let's get it straight.
The only reason I played this song is so that you could move on.
Really?
I've given you your little playtime here, all right? It's time to move along.
You think I'm going to move on now?
This song will be like the disco records in 1979, where they got to the middle of Comiskey Field and get stomped by a bulldozer.
That was Tom Likas who did it in Los Angeles. Likas took
it was
all
Comiskey
of it.
Too.
Was it in Comiskey? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember? And he did it actually. Steve Dahl did it. You're right. And then I think Likas do
look
it
at this.
With Cat Stevens.
Now you got Larry Fuss, the owner of a bunch of stations, sending it to us.
Air travel?
Yeah, and that's exactly the one I found.
Really? Yeah. That's how you found it, was Larry?
No, I searched it when John called in.
All right, good. So, Larry, you're my hero. Larry is cut out of the same cloth as I am, by the way.
Your ADD segment of Good Day was sponsored by...
No, it has nothing to do with ADD.
You would not get off of this until I played it.
I would not, because I was determined
for 2 hours
to be the
boss. For John and Larry.
Now, Larry, thank you, and John, thank you, and everybody else. I'm sure I have hit a note, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yes, you did!
Thousands, tens of thousands of people who now remember, I remember that song. So there, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, everyone knows to take time to smell the roses, but why do cats nibble the begonias? The habit of plant eating may not be as strange as it seems. Some experts, including myself, believe a cat's sense of smell is 4 to 5 times better than ours. So the garden provides a perfumery of interesting smells. Cats also instinctively lick some of the plants for vegetable extracts. Cat guardians with plants need to beware. Plants like Lily of the Valley, Diefenbachia, Foxglove, American English and Japanese, and Weston, you are among the hundreds of plants and flowers that are toxic to your pets. Here's what I recommend that you do. Speak to your local gardening center. Go online. There are many good, healthy, organic plants that you can plant for your cats. Very often, they're not getting all the nutrition they need in their food, so having greenery grow around is not only good for them physically, it's good for them mentally as well. But check it out online first. Make sure whatever plants you are planting in your home or around your home are safe for your best friend, you know, your little feline buddies. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about the effect bug-repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to Cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464, Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The hour, 27 before the new hour.
Right.
I've come back to life. It's new.
Good.
Breathe new life.
Right.
Into me and into this program.
All right.
McFadden.
Thank God.
All right. Okay. Whew. Larry, thank you, Larry Fuss, for fussing over me. This is the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, issues of the day. Jennifer, Tracy Morgan in the People Department says he can't believe Walmart is blaming me for being injured in the truck crash. I think Walmart
He's
has
not
a lot
the only
of
one.
Chutzpah.
Yeah, no. I mean, this guy was like maimed, and people died in this accident. And it just shut up.
For
you
those of you who didn't
anything.
Know the story, yesterday Walmart said that it was Tracy Morgan's fault that he got hurt so badly in the accident because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. This after one of their semis, 18-wheelers, rolls over the limo that Tracy Morgan was in, literally rolls over it. The guy had been driving the truck for 24 hours, and now they say, Tracy Morgan?
Well, if you've been wearing a seatbelt, like, the one guy might be alive. And hey, let's all admit that there probably is some truth to that.
But who does that in a limo? When they're in, like, a limo
when
or
you're in
party
a limo.
Bus?
And also, as the biggest retailer in this country, why would you take that marketing disaster of a stance?
You'd write a check and say, get rid of this as fast as you can.
Be quiet,
yeah.
Right.
Because it's not like you're doing Bob Smith that lives in the middle of Kansas. This is,
what this does.
The news is going to follow this story.
Right. What this does is show how greedy these people are and how out of touch. I have for years talked about Walmart and what they're really all
about.
What
this does is shows what corporate lawyers' jobs are. And it's just kill, no matter what.
But the people at the top of the company in Bentonville are the ones who respond. They tell the lawyers, sick 'em or not. And so if Walmart stands behind this and says that Tracy Morgan is, in fact, to blame in part for his injuries, that may or may not be true. But the bad publicity, maybe they think they're so isolated or insulated.
And you know the other
because
thing
they're
is,
so big, they have so much cash, they don't care. But if they had any brains at all, hello, those of you listening in Bentonville, if you had a brain in your head, you'd write a check to Tracy Morgan and you'd do a press release with him in a wheelchair or something saying, here, Mr. Morgan, we're taking care of all of your expenses. Yep. We're making sure that you're comfortable. We're doing right. But they're not that smart. They're greedy. And they're, remember what Sylvester Stallone said about Bruce Willis?
Yo, Adrian.
It was lazy and greedy when he wouldn't do the last movie for, what was it, 3 days' work. He wanted $3 million, and Bruce Willis said he wanted four. So this is the same kind of thinking.
Well, the other thing here is Tracy Morgan comes across like almost childlike.
Well, he's childish. I don't like him. He's not my favorite.
Right.
And I stopped watching 30 Rock because I was tired of him.
But he has this kind of like, I don't know, innocent, childish personality, and it makes him seem more vulnerable.
Walmart doesn't win.
And it makes them look even meaner.
Yeah, this Walmart doesn't win this.
No.
No matter what. They have lost.
Stupid.
So, yeah, exactly. And for those who go, I mean, does this affect people that go to Walmart to buy all this stuff from China? Probably not. They're not even thinking about
it. No, people are still going to go.
Yeah. But it just shows you, in my mind anyway, I've over the years, even though I've probably gotten tens of thousands of dollars of advertising money from them, I abhor what they've done to rural America and putting small businesses out of business. But it is the way it is in this country. Home Depot put all the
rural America is the one who's made them what they are.
Well, they went to rural America.
Are the people that
supported
live in Walmart, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Tiger Woods in the news today.
What do you do?
Stepping away from the golf course, starting a restaurant in Palm Beach.
Oh.
The Woods Jupiter Sports and Dining Club.
They sell crowbar cronuts.
What's a crowbar? I don't know what that is.
That's what his wife hit him with.
Oh. Sorry.
It was a golf club, actually.
Yeah, okay.
She hit him with a 5-iron.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Jennifer, how did you remember? What did you call them again?
Crowbar cronuts.
What's a crowbar?
What a cronut is, right?
No.
A cronut is like the newest thing, so it's kind of like
a donut,
a croissant donut.
Oh, I thought it was a donut made out of crow. Eat crow, get it?
Oh yeah, that would have been funnier. But no, it's a cronut. It's like a real thing.
Would it have been funnier or just
probably? I'm just saying funnier because I'm nice today.
All right. Good. All right, really. There is a circumstance that exists that brings me back around to feeling badly. Michael Phelps. Arrested for driving under the influence.
Yeah. It doesn't make me feel bad. The guy's dumb.
Well, I don't know. It's his second DUI, so the guy's got a problem. You get into
And you know, it's funny. It's, you know what? Actually, I'm going to call myself out because I said it's dumb and it's whatever for him.
Yeah.
But I was really sad when Amanda Bynes just got her DUI this week. Did you hear about that?
No. I thought she was doing better.
Yeah, Amanda Bynes, who's a childhood star. She had so many troubles, you know, for about a year or two. And then she had the DUI. She got herself under control. Her parents were her conservators. All of a sudden, the conservatorship went away because she was doing so well. And within a month, she got pulled over for DUI, and now her friends are saying she's back doing a lot of weed, and she's doing stimulants and all this stuff. So,
but yet this stuff,
Michael Phelps, makes me sad, because I feel like she's really got mental issues. Michael Phelps just, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
Michael Phelps
like
doesn't
have mental issues.
I mean, it's well known that he battled with severe ADD, and the swimming is what kind of helped him focus on things. He was doing 84 and a 45 in his Land Rover.
Mm-hmm. No. Nope. But this is a scourge. We have no idea. As a child of an alcoholic, I can tell you, I had to deal with it yesterday with one of my people, and I had to fire him. The scourge of alcohol and liquor. And what it does.
Well, when you're in your 20s, you have no self-control.
Why? What difference does it make?
You're not stupid.
You were 20. You weren't stupid. You're not a stupid guy.
I was stupid, but I also had no self-control.
You acted. Yes, you did. You didn't exercise it. That's all. You didn't.
Right.
It wasn't important enough for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
And so, therefore, you didn't focus on it.
There are lots of stupid 20-somethings out there that just don't think everything.
Well, it's okay if you learn the hard way as long as it doesn't affect somebody else.
Yes,
but
exactly.
We all know that more and more people who are driving. Yesterday, this kid who worked for me who was drunk went out in one of my trucks and got on one of my tractors. And all I did when I found out about it was spend until I got to him and found him was worrying about what in the world would happen if he drove my truck into somebody else, or he fell off of the tractor and got chewed up in the machine. I mean, any kind. And it was all because he can't control his alcohol, his liquor.
Monday morning, I was sitting here and got an email. A guy that used to work here a couple of years ago, young guy, 30, 31. Got killed in a car accident. He was on his way home from Home Depot. Him and his wife had just bought a new house. He went to the Home Depot on his way home. Somebody cut him off. He lost control of his car, crossed the road head on and killed two women in the other on the other side of the thing. And it was just like, this guy was like 31, and you're just like, boom. Just like that, it can happen.
All right, let's move to the passionate side of something in the news that really got to me. The story of two Marine veterans who arrived at the White House last week after walking 300 miles. Did you hear the story?
No.
Two Marines walking 300 miles to ask the president to negotiate the release of Marine Sergeant Andrew Izatamarisi from a Mexican prison.
Oh, you know
the story?
Yeah.
I guess somebody later on is going to talk with us about this. I'm trying to figure out, this is the first time I've heard this story or know anything about this fellow. Former Marine Terry Sharp, and let's see, there's another Marine, Alan Brown. They walked from Somerville, North Carolina. Both of them are 63 years of age. They said, as Marines, we pledged long ago to never leave another Marine on the battlefield. And they sent this letter to the president. They tried to call into the White House. Obviously, they got nowhere. But
that's too bad, because
this is an effort. Can you imagine the passion that these two men have?
As they should. I mean, they took this vow, right? So they're carrying it out. But this is the story. This is the Marine, I think, that you're talking about, that crossed into Mexico. It was a mistake, and then they
made a wrong turn.
He went down, he checked into a hotel, and then he left because it was just like a nasty room. And he's like, okay, I'm going to head back to the U.S. Took a wrong turn and went through a Mexican checkpoint.
Yeah.
And he had three guns in his truck. Boom.
I take my hat off to those two Marines. I'll tell you that. All right, so let's bring it around.
Why would you cross the Mexican border with guns in your truck, though?
You wouldn't if you had any. If your head was screwed on, right? Why'd you do anything? Why would you be driving around with guns?
Why would Mexico care? Is my question. Well, you can get out of Mexico jail with $500 and a free gift.
Yeah. Why are the Mexicans, with all the violence there is down there, worried about some soldiers that made a wrong turn? What's the point?
That's their federal law, though.
What is it, Kenny?
That you can't come into their country with guns.
But I'm just saying they're federal.
You can be in their country with guns. You can't bring them in.
Tamarisi says they were threatening to take my guns, my truck, and all my possessions. He goes, and I told them, take it all. Just let me go back to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And they said nothing doing.
And put him under arrest.
Mm. All right, let's talk about something that's a little more pleasant, shall we? Mm-hmm. You want to talk about something more pleasant?
Yes.
The health and well-being of you and your family. Your health depends on you avoiding inflammation. Inflammation, according to every clinical study you can get your hands on, will do your body in. It's like rust. You know what rust, in terms of what your body goes through when your body gets rusty? Rusty is oxidation. Oxidation takes its toll on your body. And so does this. The horror, really, and that's kind of what it is. That's what causes strokes. If your body's getting rusty and your brain is inflamed, you're more than likely going to have a stroke. Would you like to... I'm not suggesting that you're going to prevent these sorts of things, but I'm going to tell you how you can make your life more productive. It seems to me this is what you want. You want to avoid any chances that things that are really nasty are going to happen to you down the pike. And that's what Omax 3 Ultra Pure was designed to do. It's 100% pure, and the potency cannot be challenged by anything else on the market today. This is 16 times the omega-3 content found in any krill oil product that you can buy. So this is not necessarily new. That is the idea of omega-3s. You don't need sixes, you don't need nines, you need threes. And this is a unique combination in Omax 3 Ultra Pure that was developed by doctors who have been studying what inflammation is all about. So eliminate the inflammation. Do great things for your mind and your body with ultimate success. Ultimate success. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, promote heart health, as well as being great for your joints, your mind. The whole thing is a win-win situation. And you win even more because the first month's supply is free when you call 800-316-7918. 800-316-7918. Benefits galore. This is a free 30-day supply for which you will only have to pay the shipping cost. 800-316-7918. Or you can go online for your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Go to Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax, O-M-A-X 3, all together. That's Doug4Omax3.com. Or call now for your free 30-day supply, 800-316-7918. You'll feel so much better.
It's the Living Courageously Radio Minute, a daily minute program to show you that you can face anything. Just do it afraid. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
I encourage you to have the heart of a finisher. From the beginning of your goal, make a decision that you will finish no matter how difficult it is or how long it takes. Keeping your eyes on the prize makes the difficult times easier. We need to believe that the reward will come if we don't give up. Jesus endured the cross for the joy of the reward that was set before him. To endure means to outlast the problem. Whatever problem you may be facing right now, it will eventually pass. So while the problem is still screaming at you, keep your eyes on your goal and look forward to winning your race and the prize of victory. Don't throw away your dreams in a moment of discouragement or weariness. Keep your eyes on the prize.
For more information and insight on how you can live courageously and face anything, please visit JoyceMeyer.org. Living Courageously is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. Fear affects all of our ability to live fully, holding us back from what enriches our lives and the lives of others. Blending personal insight and inspiring scripture, Joyce Meyer will teach you how to employ strength from God to conquer fear, reach your potential, and start living life to the fullest. Living Courageously. It's the latest book from New York Times best-selling author, Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
A lot of people watching the Royals beat the Athletics 9-8 in 12 innings last night, Jennifer.
Did you watch that?
First postseason. I didn't watch any television last night, but I know that there are so many people who are excited about the baseball playoffs. And
it's a wild card game. Kind of a stupid idea, but you know, well, it was a good game.
It's a stupid idea, but it was a great game. Yeah. I mean, Kansas City was down, what was it, like 8-0?
They were down 7-3, and
Yeah. So it's good. That's the kind of stuff that I think that live television, you can't replace this. Live television, live radio, this is where it shines. Because who wants to watch the game? I can't even believe there's an ESPN channel devoted to old games.
Oh, yeah, ESPN Classic.
Old games.
They're great old games.
I would watch the old Redskins Super Bowl
game. Your father watches old hockey games from the bleachers.
Yes, he does. And from the press box. So get this, Rich, and then I really have to get to the story. Doug's talking about how my dad took him to a hockey game once. He's like, "Dad, he put me up in the nosebleed seats." I'm like, "Doug, that's the press box." Okay, so Rosie O'Donnell and Whoopi Goldberg, the romance is over.
Nosebleeds, really?
It used to be that the fights would happen on camera at The View, but Rosie and Whoopi got into a huge, vicious argument during a commercial break, and now it's been leaked out to the press. They, I guess they pass around a microphone amongst the hosts during the break, and they basically just attacked each other. Rosie took the handheld microphone that they used to engage the audience. Instead of talking to the crowd, she spoke directly to Whoopi in the mic and said she hurt my feelings, that she was very upset by it, and didn't appreciate what Whoopi had done. And so Whoopi tried to be kind of nice about things, but
well, she has some class.
She does, but then finally after Rosie wouldn't drop it, she said, "F it. I told you to leave it alone. You just didn't want to listen. If you go there, Rosie, I will, darn it. I'm really sick of your S word." Yeah.
Good.
How's that?
That's it.
How long will that last?
Whoopi wins that one every day.
Yeah.
Every day of the week.
They've killed it with Rosie Perez and and
Rosie O'Donnell.
Show's over.
Done. Finished.
Terrible.
Cook it. Stick a knife in it. Fork in it. Spoon in it. 51 after. We'll be right back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Synchronicity, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Now time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein, the pet therapist, author of Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. He and his wife, Denise, done a great job with all these pets all these years. It's funny because Warren is in Sedona. And I just opened up, as you were talking to me, I opened up an email from, not an email, but a Facebook posting from a friend of mine who lives in Sedona. It's not you. I thought it was, Mary Geller would say, wow, synchronicity. Why would that happen? How would it happen? A lot of things happen that seem strange, including Warren and the way that he hugs and kisses all of these animals. Actually, his pet product line, minerals, vitamins, really great for dogs and cats, called Hugs and Kisses. You ought to avail yourself of the opportunity to try it for your dog and your cat. Hugsandkisses.com, or you can find it through the Petco. Petco, good dog. Petshow.com. Well, it ought to be at Petco. Why isn't it? Why don't we have Hugs and Kisses in Petco?
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
It used to be in Petco. It used to be in PetSmart.
Yeah.
But I pulled it out of every store. Everyone said, how can you pull them out of the big stores? The reason for that is before you buy a product, you should be educated by someone who's knowledgeable. And I found that the guy at Petco sold me a mattress a week ago. And he was giving advice on nutrition. So
I'm
very, very careful about it.
Okay, caring. All right, caring and careful. That's how you describe Warren Eckstein, who brings us up to date with a couple of stories, including the Bravo pet food recall. That's next on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
The best pet information is here. Warren Eckstein has a great weekend program called The Pet Show. He also has a great website, thepetshow.com. He just has lots of information, and staying on top of what you need to know about your pet is his, that's his reason for being, raison d'être en français. Okay, so we have the details at DougStephan.com on this huge Bravo pet recall. What's the story? Salmonella contamination?
Yeah, again, it's, you know, every single day it just seems that I'm posting new things. Now, this says Bravo is based in Connecticut, selecting the Bravo turkey and chicken pet foods for dogs and cats because they're contaminated with salmonella. I mean, it's getting to the point where my Facebook friends and my listeners are saying, Warren, what the heck should I be feeding their dogs?
Well, is it, should this stuff be cooked? I had, somebody told me that I should be feeding at this age, Charlotte should be fed raw meat mixed with other things, and I don't do that. I haven't fed her meat for most of her life, frankly, but as she's getting older, she needs, I guess, some things that you would find. But I cook the stuff before I give it to her. I don't give her.
You know, there's
raw.
So much controversy, Doug, about the raw food diet. You know, it was the big thing a couple of years ago. But, you know, there's a lot of problems with it. A lot of veterinarians are against it because of things like salmonella and things like bone parts found in it.
Oh, the stuff they grind up and put into
it. You know, so it's a decision that everyone has to make individually. But you got to be really careful. I mean, I have this thing. I'm online where I get an immediate recall as soon as it happens. So not only has Bravo been recalled, but at the same time, there's been another recall. And this recall is for Kong, which is a big company. They make a lot of toys and treats. They make a product called Kong Aussie Sticks.
Kong.
It's like these sticks that dogs chew on. They were just recalled again the other day.
Because of the same, what's the problem with
that? They were recalled, let's see, because of contamination with mold.
Really?
So that's entirely different. And so it's incredible. You got to be really, 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 really careful.
Somebody sent me an email. Jesse sent this email along to me. Asking, I think, just for you to comment on when human lives and pet lives intersect. The fact that, and I can tell you, the other day when I left early in the morning, Charlotte knew I was leaving and not taking her, and it upset her. And I just came in and patted her. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. But they get it. They are so connected to us.
I just had someone call me up last week, and they could not leave the house because if they left the house, the dog would freak out. He knew immediately they were going to be gone. So what I did is I told them to take their car keys and leave their purse at home, walk out without them. As soon as they left without their car keys in the purse, the dog was fine because he realized they weren't going for a long time.
Huh. Isn't that amazing, huh?
It is amazing. How much dogs, they know about us.
Yeah, exactly. But we ought to return the favor, frankly, because they've been great friends to you for all these years. Warren Eckstein, The Pet Show. It's here on Good Day at 59 past the
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.